Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mulla, Managing Editor of eBizQ. Today I'm speaking to Kia Benia, who is the Chief Technology Officer of BMC Software. Thanks for joining me today, Kia.
No problem, Jessica. Glad to be here.
Great. Now, for our audience members who aren't familiar with BMC, could you just provide a brief overview of the company for us?
Sure. So BMC Software has been around for a long time. We've been in the system and service management space for the last 28 years and really help customers manage the transition of technology throughout that time from, you know, having mainframe-based solutions to client-server to web and now to the cloud. You know, systems and service management is the only thing we do, and we have over 15,000 customers in 120 countries.
Great. Now, can you explain what makes the Remedy offering a good fit for a SaaS offering?
Absolutely. So as many of your listeners know, the Remedy suite of IT service management products has been very well established as a leader in terms of enterprise service management. And we've been working with a lot of clients who are actually hosters, who are service providers, managed service providers, who are taking our software and offering it to their end customers and clients for the last 4 or 5 years. What we've seen is a change in terms of customer behavior that many of the customers are actually looking to consume these applications in more and more of an on-demand model. The reason service management makes a lot of sense to be delivered in an on-demand model is that many customers are looking to manage services. These services are increasingly being delivered over the web. It only makes sense for the management solution to also be delivered on demand.
Great. Now, here's a good question for you. How would you classify the maturity of the SaaS market?
Well, I think the SaaS market is maturing rapidly. You know, if you look at Salesforce.com and when they started really promoting this concept, it took them 10 years to kind of get many enterprises comfortable with the notion that these applications could be delivered securely and with service levels over the web. It is not for all types of applications, so we certainly see customers who have regulatory requirements or performance requirements that make certain apps not a good fit. And one of the things that's very important in terms of what we've heard from customers is they would like choice. They would like to have the options to be able to consume the enterprise software that they like in a traditional on-premise model or be able to consume the very same applications over the web in a SaaS model. And there are very few organizations and vendors today that can offer and fulfill those set of choices with the same architecture and the same solution.
Sure. Now, are enterprise customers now in 2010 more willing to let others host and manage their IT applications, in your opinion?
I think they are, but this varies by size and by geography and vertical. The smaller organizations, I think, are much more comfortable in looking at this type of software in an on-demand fashion. They're comfortable with that. They really don't have the requirements that some of the larger enterprises have that will lead to the need for customization or close proximity to their data center. But we're also seeing a lot of the mid-size and larger enterprises look at on-demand, in some cases as a hybrid model, where they look at, you know, I might need an on-demand solution for a particular geography or a department, and I need that to coexist happily with my on-premise solution that I may have. So we are seeing the adoption increase, you know, and certainly 2010 has been a very good year for us in terms of getting feedback from customers around this is becoming more mainstream.
That's great to hear. And also, in your opinion, have recent events such as the economic crisis and therefore decreased IT budgets, have they had an effect on why a customer would choose SaaS?
I certainly think that economics of SaaS are absolutely great, particularly in environments where the existing technology that the customer have is outdated and is very legacy, so they're going to have to switch to something new. And oftentimes, customers don't have the capital budget to go back and rebuy those licenses. So going to a SaaS model is a great option if you have a legacy version of software that might have been 6-7 years old and, you know, that vendor hasn't done a good job of keeping up with the software and adopting to new features. You can use the economics aspects of SaaS to quickly get on board and go to a pay-per-use model And, you know, one of the advantages that we have in our offering is that if a customer chooses at some point to come back to on-premise from that on-demand model, we can support that because, again, the same set of software, the same architecture, the same code effectively is being run, you know, both in the on-premise and the on-demand model. And we think that that really allows the enterprises to have the flexibility to look at their needs at that point in time and not have to potentially pick a software that could, you know, get them locked into one form or the other, the traditional on-premise or the on-demand. And that's what's resonating a lot with our customers.
And is BMC looking to expand its offerings of SaaS solutions?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking across our portfolio and also new offerings and looking at what makes sense to be delivered in a SaaS model. Again, a lot of that is driven by customer need. One thing I should mention to your listeners is that we also made an announcement in November with Salesforce.com to offer a new application on the Force.com platform. And that application, actually there's three of them. One is basic help desk, the other one's inventory, the other one's the basic self-service management, is targeted more at departmental or smaller organizations. And so we view ourselves as having the broadest portfolio of offerings, not just around service management, but also, you know, other solutions that we'll look at over time.
Well, that sounds great. Kia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.